Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
God is himself the standard of life. We all must become holy. He's not going to become unholy. And he's not going to accept your way of thinking or what you think life should be. See, the true standard for God and for heaven is holiness. He created us to be holy. And that's why there's a wall between God and unbelievers. In Isaiah 59 in verse 1, it says, surely the Lord's power is enough to save you. He can hear you when you ask for help, but it's your evil that has separated you from your God. Your sins cause him to turn away from you so that he will not hear you. Let me give you another scripture verse in Habakkuk 1 and 13. It says, God's eyes are too pure to behold evil. He cannot look upon wickedness. See, now look, God's holiness is beyond human insight, so don't even try to understand it. You just have to agree with it. You simply have to obey God's word so that you can be accepted by him because he's the standard. God explained his expectation for his people to be holy over the entire word of God. Let me just give you a couple of scriptures in Leviticus 19 and 1. It says, the Lord said to Moses, give the following instruction to the entire community. You must be holy because I, the Lord, your God, am holy. If I'm your God, you must be holy. In 1 Peter 1 and 15. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you to be holy. For the scripture says, you must be holy. Because I am holy. I'm going to ask that question again. How many of you plan to go to heaven? See your hand. Then you have to fight spiritually to maintain God's holiness in your life. We're living in a polluted world, and you know that's the truth. Where if you look one place, you got to hide your eyes. If you're listening to the music, you got to cover your ears or turn that channel real quick. Turn that channel on television real quick. Don't look, don't look. Don't think about what you just saw. Don't go back to see if what you saw, you really saw. You saw it. Don't go back to hear the words to see if they really said what you thought they said. They said it. See, it's important for us to understand that the devil will do anything he can to tempt us from holy living. He'll send people you know, especially people from your past. That's why God told Abraham, get away from your family. Get away from your friends. Get away from your past, man. You got to be holy now. Those people don't want to be holy. They'll pull you back. They'll pull you down. Get away from them. Stop listening to those things you used to listen to. Set your affections on things above. Let your pursuit be things that have to do with God's word. Let the music be uplifting music. Let it be about Jesus. Not about passion and what they do in the dark. Don't relive some of those old songs you used to really enjoy. Some of you still have them, those old albums hidden somewhere. I'm saved, but it's hard for me to part with my albums. Give them up. Give them up. Get rid of it. Let it go. Don't look back. The Bible says, remember Lot's wife. She had gotten out of Sodom, but she turned back, and then she became a pillar of salt. We need to get rid of those things from our past. Many of those are relationships from the past. Some of you keep those relationships locked arm in arm. And the Bible says not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. Now, to what extent that's about, that's between you and God. He told me to say it. Some of your relationships are taking you down. Some of your relationships you're putting before God and his house. Some of your relationships are not uplifting to your spiritual life. And you need to agree with God. That's called repentance. The devil will do anything that he can. He wants to destroy your testimony and your destiny. And some of you are not going to go any further until you get rid of that old stuff. You can't, because it's not allowing you to go forward in God. You see, it's possible to begin by serving God and then fall away. I'm going to say it again. It is possible to begin with God and then fall back, fall away. 2 Timothy chapter 4, 9, Timothy, Paul writes, please come as soon as you can. Demas has deserted me because he loves the things of this life and has gone back. It's possible to go back. You need to destroy the road back. You need to leave the people that will help you get back. And you need to go forward with the Lord. Let somebody say amen. You know what the Bible says? It says that as believers, our righteousness comes through Jesus Christ. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 21, it says, he made him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Folks, but we have to protect. We have to fight to protect and to keep God's righteousness and holiness in our lives. In 1 Timothy chapter 6 and 12, it says, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ appears. There are only two destinations in eternity. You're going to go to one or the other. Each of us have an appointment with death and an appointment with God. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9 and 27, it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this, the judgment. Folks, God doesn't want us to be deceived, and he doesn't want our loved ones, our friends, the people we know. He doesn't want the world to be deceived. People will be judged for their sins. People who are not living a holy, righteous life are not going to heaven. And that also includes professing Christians. We just need to believe God's word. And 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, it says, don't you realize that those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God? It says, don't fool yourselves. Many are fooling themselves. Those who indulge in sexual sin, or who worship idols, or commit adultery, or are male prostitutes, or practice homosexuality, or are thieves, or greedy people, or drunken, or abusive, or cheat people, none of these will inherit the kingdom of God. And then it says, and some of you were once like that, but you repented, you changed your mind, so you cleansed, and you were made holy. Folks, our culture today embraces lifestyles that God condemns in his word. And we must share God's word to warn them. Because only then can we release ourselves from judgment. And this is important for us to hear. Because just because you're serving God and you're living a holy life and you're on your way to heaven, it does not release you from the responsibility of telling people the truth. Let me read it. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18, God says, "When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from their wicked way to save his life, that wicked person will die in their sins. Listen, but his blood I will require at your hands." And then it says in verse 19, "Yet if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his sin, but you have delivered your soul." So you see, there's a responsibility we have as children of God to warn people that the way that they're going is not leading them to heaven, it's leading them to hell. We have that responsibility. I just read it to you, Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 18 and 19. Write it down, whether you want to write it down or not, because you will be held accountable for this verse.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve. Thanks so much for listening to the program today. We are living in perilous times, but I want to let you know something. God has protecting angels watching over us. And I just feel like I need to say that. One of my favorite scripture verses is Psalm 91. Let me read for you a few verses. It says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. For he will give his angels charge over you to keep you in all of your ways." He goes on to say, "I will keep you from trouble, and I will deliver you, and I will honor you, and with long life I will satisfy you and show you my salvation." My friends, today, God is watching over us, so we have nothing to fear. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
The Word of God says in Exodus 20 and 18, you must not murder. You must not murder. Abortion is murder. In Leviticus chapter 18 and 22, it says, you must not have sexual relations with a man as you would a woman, and vice versa, because this is a hateful sin. Sinners are not going to heaven. I said, those who commit sin are not going to heaven. Did you know that? I just read to you, those who don't live a holy lifestyle are not going to heaven. That's how we started this message. The Bible says to repent is to agree with what God says is sin, or it will result in judgment. We have to agree with God. You see, if we support a person's view that contradicts God's word, we're a party to their rebellion. It's quiet in here. Very quiet. Quiet enough to fall asleep. But it's all right. I'm going to say it again. To repent, truly repent, is to agree with what God says is sin. Amen? And I said after that, or it will result in judgment. I then said supporting a person's view that contradicts God's word makes you a party of their rebellion against God. Are you listening? We're talking about holiness here. Let me tell you what Jesus said in Mark 8 and 32. If anyone is ashamed of me and my word, my message in this adulterous and sinful world, then the Son of Man will be ashamed of that person when he returns in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. That simply means that our silence counts. Well, I'm not ashamed. Then why are you silent? Well, I'm not ashamed of God's word. Then why aren't you telling them the truth? God gives everyone a choice to decide to accept Jesus Christ as Savior and to obey him. But as Christians, we will be judged for sharing God's truth or for our silence on these issues. Now, if you share the truth, you're going to be persecuted. But that's a good thing, because you will be rewarded as well. In Matthew chapter 5 and 10, it says, God blesses those who are persecuted for doing right, for the kingdom of heaven is theirs. God blesses you when people mock you and persecute you and lie about you and say all sorts of evil things against you because you're my followers. You follow my word. Be happy about it. Be glad. It says, be very glad, for a great reward awaits you in heaven. And remember, the ancient prophets were persecuted for doing the same thing. So be a prophet. Take persecution. A great reward is waiting for you. Can we give God praise for that? Amen. It's time for us to cry out to God until he responds by sending revival to our land, to our families, to us personally, our communities. We need a supernatural display of God's power. People need to see that God is real. I'm going to give you two examples of revival in the Bible. In the book of Acts, Acts chapter 8 and 5, Philip went to the city of Samaria and told the people about Jesus being the Messiah. Crowds listened intently to Philip because they were eager to hear his message. Why? Because they saw the miracles that he had done. Many evil spirits were cast out, screaming as they left their victims. And many who had been paralyzed or lame began to walk. They were healed. So there was great joy in the city. People believed Philip's message of the gospel concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. As a result, many men and women were baptized in the name of the Lord. Let me give you one more example. Acts chapter 19 and 11. God worked unusual miracles by the hands of Paul, so that even handkerchiefs or aprons were brought from his body to the sick, and the disease left them and the evil spirits went out of them. Can you imagine a handkerchief rubbed on Paul's body? Okay, go take that to the person who's sick. And when they put it on their body, they were healed. Someone demon possessed, when you put that handkerchief on their body, the devil ran out of them. We need that kind of power today. Let the church say amen. The Bible says the name of the Lord Jesus was greatly honored, and many who became believers confessed their sinful practices. The Holy Spirit wants to use us like the early church. Let me just give you a few steps. Number one, we must fight for personal revival in our lives. I'm going to give you a verse. 1 Corinthians 9:27, Paul said, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. We're talking about holiness. Lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. See, I'm telling you the truth. You can start right. You can end wrong. You can become a castaway, even though you preach the gospel. If the apostle Paul said that was true of him, that's true of all of us. Number two, you must pray. At the heart of every revival is prayer. The early church prayed for boldness and miracles to reach the people in their community and in their world. In Acts 4 and 29, they prayed. They said, "Oh Lord, hear their threats." They had been threatened to shut up. Stop talking about Jesus. Stop talking about all that being holy stuff. The Bible says, "Oh Lord, hear their threats and give us your servants great boldness to preach your word. Stretch out your hand with healing power. May miraculous signs and wonders be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus." Verse 31 says, after this prayer, the meeting place shook, and there they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to preach the word of God with boldness, and they went out, and more signs and wonders were done. Let me give you number three. Number three, seek for God's daily presence. Ask God for more. Don't be satisfied with what you have. Revival inspires Christians to pray and to regain a passion for God's presence. In Exodus 33 and verse 15, Moses said to God, "If you don't personally go with us, don't make us leave this place. How will anyone know that you look favorably upon me and your people if you don't go with us? For your presence among us sets your people apart, apart from the people of the earth." It's God's presence upon us that sets us apart from this culture. It's the Holy Spirit surrounding us that sets us apart from this culture. The people know we're different. There's a power, there's an anointing upon us. The Lord replied to Moses, "I indeed will do what you've asked. I will look favorably upon you, and I know your name." But Moses' response went on. He said, "Then show me your glorious presence." Don't be satisfied. Ask for the presence of God to saturate you, so that when people hear you talk, it's like they're hearing God. And they're convicted by their sins. And some will even be healed to prove that Jesus is Lord. Folks, there's a place of intimacy with God through the Holy Spirit that will take you to a whole nother level. Your spiritual experiences will take you to a whole nother level. The point of this message is that we have to fight against the devil and this culture to obtain and to maintain personal holiness in our life. What we won't speak against will come upon us. What you are silent about will overcome you. We are God's representatives in this world. We are the salt of the earth. Jesus said, but if the salt has lost its savor, it's no good. We're here as the light, but if we hide in the closet, no one will know the truth.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. The message today is part two of Fighting a Holy War for Heaven. Now, Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. Your word is truth. You said, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." Those whom the Lord has delivered. And so, Lord, help us to share with others the truth of salvation, the cross of Jesus, that he died for us all that we might be saved. Father, we pray that you would give us courage to speak to everyone in our sphere of influence, to let them know that they have a responsibility to know you and to serve you. And Jesus Christ is coming back again so soon. Father, we want every person to be ready. Help us, give us courage that we'll share the good news of the gospel, that you love us all, and that the power of God is on our side. Bless every person listening today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.